honour. Trevor Herbert was born in Bunbury in 1946. He was working as a shunter in the railways, was in love and very happy with life. In December 1965, he turned 19. His number came up. The army took its time, however, and it wasn't until April 1967 that Trevor fronted up for basic training at Pakapanyu, followed by infantry training and a stint of jungle training at Canungra, Queensland.
Our training started, a lot of marching, a lot of drill, a lot of weapons drills, throwing your rifle around in the correct manner, trying to keep in step. I remember on one occasion after a very tiring day, the sergeant was calling the step, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. Oh, for Christ's sake, everyone get in step with Herbert. I wasn't popular that day. But yeah, you were tired all the time. In infantry, our instructors were pretty tough and pretty hard on us, but as they said, the lessons learned here are probably going to save your life when you get to Vietnam. You looked after your mates, that was instilled in you. We were told we had a legend to live up to, and that was the Anzac legend. And we had to not disgrace our fathers and grandfathers and everyone else that went before us, that we had a tradition that we had to uphold. It was really hard training, and by the end of the day, you just collapsed and went to sleep. And then you were up early the next day and into it again, and you went flat out all day. My 21st birthday, we were lined up somewhere or other in the scrub, and the truck come out with some supplies, and the sergeant said, anyone here turn 21? And there was dead silence. He said, Herbert, I know you're 21 because I've got your birthday cake here. And Mum had sent me a fruitcake. It was clearly marked, fruitcake, fragile, love, Mum. And he threw it at me. I caught it. And then he said, you can put that on the ground and give me 21 push-ups. So that's what I did. But I tell you what, that cake I shared with my mates that night, it was bloody magic.
Most of Trevor's mates were assigned to the 3rd Battalion. Trevor, however, was placed in a holding pattern and sent to Ingleburn in New South Wales. While there, he completed an infantry signals course. As a Christmas present, Trevor was told that he'd be given leave, pre-embarkation leave. He would be shipped to Vietnam in the new year. He wasted no time. He married his sweetheart Maureen in St. Patrick's Cathedral on the 22nd of December 1967. April 1968, Trevor Herbert arrived in Vietnam. A country and a war, he said, that were a complete mystery to him.
We landed at Tonsonute Airport with one kit bag with our gear in it, our dress uniform and our rifle. And we were dumped on the tarmac there, and it was just after Christmas, so it was the Tet Offensive. There were burned-out aircraft bulldozed each side of the runway. There were pock marks where the mortar rounds and things had hit the runways. So that was our introduction. The first thing that hit you when you got off the plane was the heat, humidity and the smell. The smell was incredible. From there, we were put in a small Australian aircraft called a Caribou. We landed at Nui Dat, put in a truck and carted around to our various units.
Trevor Herbert had hoped to be placed with his mates in the 3rd Regiment. However, he was sent to replace the signaller with a mobile training team at Hoi Mai, a small irregular unit attached to the South Vietnamese Army. His story will continue in our series.